Exercises 2 and 3, page 87. Speaker 1.
I bought a bicycle recently. I'd been thinking about it for a while, as I think I need more exercise in my life. I hadn't ridden a bike since I was a kid. I had my heart set on a shiny one, but I was surprised how expensive they are now. I mean, for one of reasonable quality. In the end, I went for a second-hand one. My boyfriend came with me to check it out. He thought it was a great deal, and if there are any problems with it, he promised to fix it.
Speaker 2.
I saw this great pair of headphones on sale in the window, so I went to the shop the next morning as soon as it opened. I asked the salesperson about them, but she said they were sold out. Then, she tried to sell me another pair instead, which I knew were not as good. I've heard about this trick, so I told them I would report them for false advertising. Sure enough, she magically found the ones I wanted. Supposedly, they were the last ones in stock. I know they put them on sale just to get people into the shop, but it's the lying that bothers me.
Speaker 3.
I bought this leather jacket. I'd always wanted a black leather jacket, you know, from seeing people wear them in the movies. They always look so cool. I actually had no intention of buying one that day. I was just walking home from work, and I saw it in the shop window. I don't know why, but it caught my eye. I went in and asked about it, and it was a bit too pricey for me. But when they took 50 euros off, I just couldn't resist.
Speaker 4.
During the pandemic, I was at home a lot, so I decided to make the most of it and buy a big screen TV. In the shop, I complained the prices were too high, so they offered me this great deal on a brand name TV that had been damaged. It was just a small scratch on the side, probably happened during shipping. Once I hooked it up, the picture quality was outstanding. It's a lot like watching a film in the cinema.
Speaker 5.
I like mountain biking, and I wanted to record some of the trails I've been riding, so I bought a sports camera. I didn't go for the most expensive in the range, because it was a bit more than I had planned on spending. Don't get me wrong, I'm really happy with the one I chose. I've edited some really nice videos that have got a lot of likes on social media. But if I'd known how much I'd enjoy using it, I would have bought a high-end one with a few more features and a better quality of footage.